Hey, this is Adrian, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology. I look inside and get me a real job and give me a real career. Anyway, I don't know if you can hear me because I don't have my headsets. I don't have any fancy music going. I've got a tea kettle going in the background. I hope I'm not too loud on the mic, but I had to come and tell the story. So earlier, not long ago, I was on Facebook. And, over the course of the day, a girl that I knew and went to church with had been messaging me. And it's like I was making small talk. I was trying to catch up with her. But she kept saying something about, oh, can you do the code? Or have you sent, do you have the code? And I'm like, what code? Because she had asked me for my phone number. And said, oh, I don't have the old phone number. Can I get your phone number? So I gave her my phone number. Now, unbeknownst to this stalker or hacker, I gave her my business phone number, which is not the main number I have on Facebook, but it was a number that they sent because I guess she must have put in, like, that was the number. I don't know how she did it, what they were doing. But I got this message from Facebook and it said, because what they were saying to me was that they needed the code so they could get back into their account. But what they did was they attempted to take over my account. And I can't tell you how frustrated or how scary that was. Like, I had this bad vibe. I just kind of felt it, like, even when they said it, like, give me this 8-digit code. And it says, this is your Facebook password reset code. It doesn't say this is your friend's password reset code. It says this is yours. And so I felt weird giving it to her because I'm like, is this going to change me? And she was like, no, it's just for mine. Well, the moment they got the code, I got locked out of Facebook. And I immediately, a thing popped up and says, oh, you signed in from a different location or from a different device or something. Thank God Facebook is as over the top in our business as they are. I mean, they really are. And by the way, Mike, I have a call. I'm getting over being sick. So this even messes it up even worse. So, I mean, thank goodness that popped right up immediately. And I'm like, what? And I started to panic and shake. And I changed my password because it gave me the option like, oh, you've been compromised, change your password. So I changed my password. I went in and checked from where all the other things that were, might've logged in that weren't me. And it shut me out again. But then when I put in the new password, it did let me go back in. And I thought, oh, thank God. And my actual phone that I use for Facebook was not the phone number that I gave to them. So they can try until the cows come home. They will not be able to get any kind of message from that. You know, they won't be able to, because that's the number they have. So they're probably trying to log back in by using that phone number. And it's not going to work, dumb fools. Anyway, I think that was, and I did that on purpose, by the way. I did not want to use my actual cell phone number on my face. I don't know why, but I'm so grateful I didn't do it. So I got to tell you guys, this is part of the issue. Make sure whatever you do for places like Facebook and stuff like that, try not to use the same your main cell phone. Like if you've got a business line or something, or like maybe with them, but I mean, like if with people, I don't give out my cell phone. Only a few people have my actual cell phone. Most people have my business cell phone or my direct house number. They don't have the cell phone I use, but there are certain things we can do like that, that kind of make a maze for the hackers. And unless they're really you, they may not be able to get through that maze. And thank God I had enough of a maze going that it seemed to alert Facebook. And I was given that opportunity, like, you know, this is definitely a different device. And I had to just come and talk about it because I mean, I'm still shaking because I live on Facebook. Oh my, I have a lot of responsibilities and groups I run and people I deal with. And the idea that someone was actually trying to step in there and I don't know, hack or whatever they were trying to do with my account, that is so frustrating. And I've been getting weird messages too, which makes me feel like I need to check my business account, but because it was saying things like, oh, for all the different people that you assigned to your account. And I'm like, assigned to what? I have not assigned anyone. I mean, unless it's myself, I think my daughter might be someone, but it's usually like a person who's actually me or another business that's me, but it's not someone I don't know. And I'm just mortified that someone tried to steal my Facebook. I mean, Facebook is kind of like, you know, it's like your cable. I mean, you're on it every day. So it's like someone trying to break in on your phone or break in on your cable or something. It's really upsetting, and it makes me realize just how easy it is for people to get hacked on Facebook and why it happens so often, because most likely people are using the same cell phones everywhere. And also, you know, they're not there's certain things we have to put into place to make sure we're not truly hacked. So, oh my gosh, I just feel like I could cry. Anyway, you guys, the day is the first day I got my voice back. I hope you can hear me. I just wanted to say something really quick about this because if you've been someone who's been burned, someone who's been hacked, someone who's on Facebook who's afraid of being hacked, please take my advice. Make sure you mix up your phone numbers and your emails and things like that so that they can't trace you that way. And I think at this point, any friend that is trying to get you to do something and it doesn't sit right with you, you got, don't do it. Even if they're your friend. I know that sounds horrible. The reason why I was about to do it is because I have been locked out of Facebook before on another account, and I had to get friends to help me to open up that account. And so I know that happens, but it doesn't happen like that where you're asked to change your own password. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. Be careful, you guys. Obviously, this is the hustle going on out there. People trying to steal people's Facebooks right now. Okay, much love, much light, many blessings. I won't talk too long because my voice isn't going to allow it. Much love to you all. Bye.